First to Nelson, where more residents had to be evacuated overnight, forced out of their homes by slips and falling trees. At least 411 homes have now been evacuated in total. The city's water supply has been affected by a slip that has damaged the main line from Mai Tai Reservoir into the city. It says the secondary pipe is still supplying water, but at a much reduced flow rate. Residents are being asked to conserve water.
The ground is saturated and landslips have taken place in multiple areas, including Atawhai, where power is now out. Many evacuated Nelson residents have no idea when they'll be able to return to their homes, with parts of the city damaged by the flooding and slips. And a state of emergency remains in force there. The Mayor, Rachel Reese, told us crews are working as quickly as possible with assessments, repairs and clean-ups. But they also want residents to proactively check their properties.
Water conservation is critical. That's the big thing today. And of course, we're working with all of the families who have been evacuated, and that's going to be, it's a big task. I just want to thank everybody for their incredible cooperation. It's a devastating thing to be asked to leave your home, and particularly not to be able to come back for a couple of days. And I just want to thank those people. We're working as fast as we can to assess their properties, and we've got a drop-in centre today at the Trafalgar Centre where people can come and see us if they want to talk to somebody. You know, moving around the city at the moment is challenging. We've got slips, road closures, and again today, just asking people if they could work from home. That'll help us immensely. We've got limited access to the city and want to keep as many people as we can off those roads.
The danger is not over here because there's quite a bit more rain forecast in the days ahead. What are you most concerned about with that?
It's just the amount of rain and the saturation of soils, and so there's potential for more slips. Our teams will be out very soon and they'll be continuing assessments, and there may be more homes that yet have to be evacuated. Look, Susie, you know, we do want people to proactively be looking at their properties, seeing if there are cracks that are opening up, mounds of earth they haven't seen before, poles that are leaning. If they're in that situation and they feel unsafe, we suggest that they self-evacuate. If they can see movements, then we want them to ring 111 and get assistance.
And that is Nelson Mayor Rachel Reese. Now here's Adam Burns with a report on the situation for those who have been evacuated.
Melpont is one of dozens who were forced to leave their homes as the swollen river threatened neighbourhoods. Although her property in Atawhai was not affected, she says a nearby Devonish place, a torrent of water swept rocks down the street. Ms Pont has been staying with family as access to her cul-de-sac remains cut off, but she says she can't stop thinking about home.
We're just worried because we've left our home, and man, I know that we haven't got the damage like they have in Devilish Place. We haven't got the damage on our street, but behind us we had some pretty risque looking slips, and we were worried because we've got big hills behind us.
Tom Kennedy, who has lived on Nile Street for 35 years, says the damage is mind-boggling. His home is on a higher part of the street, and he says although it wasn't significantly damaged, some of his neighbours were not so lucky.
One of our friends, the water was literally a couple of inches below the front doorstep entering the house. So it was very, very tense. Her garage was flooded. And it's after the waters recede that you see the amount of silt and sediment that's come down the river.
Andrea Warne evacuated her home alongside the Brook Stream, which feeds into the Mai Tai River. She says the property was threatened by rockfall and flooding, and she doesn't know when she'll be back.
I can't believe it. We've lived here, you know, people have lived here 80 years and they haven't seen anything like it. And we're the same. We've lived in that house for 22 years and we've never had a slip. And now I don't know if it's going to be habitable again.
Ms Warne had earlier put an SOS out on social media and received an overwhelming response from the community.
Yeah, we had 15, 20 people arrive within that half an hour, and they were on shovels. And one person's taken my Vespa scooter to their house, and we've got an electric mountain bike at another house. And so we've dispersed all our worldly items between people in our community. I actually have no idea where they've gone, but I'll get in touch with everyone to see where everything is.
There will be no quick let-up on the weather front for Nelson. Met Service is keeping the city's red heavy rain warning in place until tomorrow afternoon, with more heavy downpours forecast.